Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
For that. All right, I want to kick this thing off because there's a lot here. I want to get to some of the college football we've got around here because I heard one of the worst jinx I've ever seen. I could see you doing this, Clint. I could see you pulling.
What's
a
that?
I could see you pulling a Greg McElroy. I'll let you hear
they
it.
They run out of gas.
No, no, Greg didn't run out of gas.
Greg ain't running out of gas.
No, he's just running out of hair. But he ain't running out of gas.
That is a fact.
Clint's got Greg McElroy crushed on the hair department. That thing is getting thin. He get the wrong shot from the back. But I do want to get to that. But first, I do want to get to the Texans on this football Friday to start things out. The Texans are winners of the AFC South. They are a 3-point underdog at home at NRG against one of the worst traveling teams fans from a fan's perspective in football with the LA Chargers. All right, the Chargers are a team, Clint, that's only beaten one playoff team. They beat Denver twice this season. They're 2-5 against playoff teams. I'll take away all of the over-the-top stuff like Rex Ryan saying they got a bye week. That's over
quite
the
frankly,
top.
It's bullshit.
But I do think them being an underdog, when you're a 3-point favorite, you guys help me out, right? And from a betting standpoint, you get 3 points for being at home, right?
Yeah, typically that's a rule.
So they would be a 6-point underdog, I would guess, if this thing was played in L.A., which to me feels aggressive. But when you look at all of just the fair stuff, I haven't really seen any kind of analyst pick the Texans. Most of what I'm seeing is the Texans getting picked. Hell, the Chargers getting picked. Hell, we just heard everybody but Figgy on the show before us picked the Chargers in this game.
We don't like that.
Do you think at all, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler, be objective as well. Clint, I know you will be. Do you think the Texans are being a bit disrespected right now with how much it seems that people believe the Chargers will win this game at home against the Texans?
No, I don't think one bit. Now, like the key here, you said let's remove
Ryan. That's over the top.
Remove the silly stuff from.
Yeah.
From
I'm talking Vegas. No. Most everyone's picking.
No, I don't. I don't think the Texans are being disrespected at all. I think it's real. I think it's probably the most accurate the national media or Vegas has been on Texas in terms of leading up to a game in a long time. The Texans have not been a good football team of late. They have done absolutely nothing to deserve any level of confidence from outsiders and damn sure from bettors that they're going to show up and show out versus the best scoring defense in the game, versus a team that, let's just call it confident and consistent, better as of late. The Chargers, whatever you think of them, they've given you reason to feel pretty damn good about knowing who they are. The Texans, we have no clue. The Texans are an absolute crapshoot. And I think they've shown that enough this year. I think people are aware of it. There's enough problems that they're not going to buy. Oh, we're close. There's enough problems that are obvious week in, week out that there's some serious issues in Houston. So, yeah, no, I don't think they're being disrespected at all.
I want to get your thoughts, Tyler, here in just a second. Some people coming in on the text line and YouTube and Twitch, you get the amount of respect you earn. Mm-hmm. Coming from the text line or coming from YouTube and Twitch from the text line. No, they've earned the disrespect. There is a little of disrespect. If nothing else, they haven't paid attention to the last couple of weeks or last few weeks when the offensive line has improved at least a little. Ron, they have earned. They're getting what they've earned. Yes, the acting like the Texans playing the Chiefs or the Ravens It's the Chargers. They're being disrespected. Your thoughts, Tyler, as I know as we go to you, you represent the diehard fan. To hell with just the drive. I think you represent the diehard Houston sports fan for the entire station. Do you feel like they're being disrespected in this game against the Chargers? By the way, Vegas is approaching and the way that everybody seems to be picking the Chargers and talking about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it at all or think of it as disrespect for a lot of the same reasons y'all just laid out and a lot of the same reasons our listeners are giving us on the text line. You gotta perform and put it out there on the tape, put it on the film if you don't want to be, you know, air quotes, disrespected. I totally get the betting lines on this. I do not feel that it's disrespect. Do I think that it's necessarily accurate? You'll have to listen to Best Bets in the last hour of the show today because I'm going to have wild card bets for you. We'll find out. But no, I wouldn't call it disrespect.
Yeah. Listen, going off of what Clint just talked about, you talked about it. This is the number one scoring defense in the National Football League, and they don't turn the ball over, right? They are second in the league behind Buffalo with 9 total giveaways this year. That's crazy. Under 10 turnovers. I mean, I think CJ has 10 plus himself. You know, that they as a team have turned the ball 9 times. Hell yes, they are being disrespected. I think this is a disrespect. At home, they're -3. You're saying that the Chargers are a almost touchdown favorite. If this was a neutral site, maybe closer to above 5.5. Over the Houston Texans. And I just don't – I don't think that is the case because I just don't think the Chargers – I think the Chargers are a similar football team and on the same level of the Texans. And to get to a point where I've gone through, fellas, 10 to 15 analysts who have done picks, and they have all been the Chargers. Like, I just – listen, as I said before, the Chargers are 2-5. They've only beat the Broncos as the only – playoff team they have beaten. Hell, they've lost the total point differential against the playoff teams they played that they've lost is 50. All right, they don't have, to me, very many special players, and they just haven't proven it going out to say, hey, like, they don't have a win like the Buffalo game. I mean, the Texans have beaten the Bills. They don't have a win like that. It feels like they are rating the Chargers a lot higher to me than the Texans, and I don't agree with that. So I do think there is a bit of disrespect. I mean, at home, like, hell, at least a pick 'em. At home, I am really surprised that people have been on the Chargers this hard in coming into this game against the Texans. I know they got injuries and things like that, but I'm a bit surprised that it's going this route, that people feel the Chargers so confident that the Chargers are going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. Clearly, we see. I'm not saying the Texans and the Chargers can't come in here and win this game. I'm not saying that at all, and I wouldn't be shocked and surprised, even though I did guarantee it on Tuesday. I wouldn't be shocked off my ass if they come in and win.
So.
But I am, fellas, surprised. Based off what the Chargers have done this year, who they've played, who they've beaten. I mean, they just went and played the Bucks, I mean, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and got housed by the Bucks at home, 40-17. So it just feels like they're carrying more weight. And maybe it's the Harbaugh effect.